Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is an archive edition of the Soundcheck podcast. I'm John Schaefer. We're going back to January of 2013 for this live performance that we recorded downstairs in New York Public Radio's ground floor performance venue known as the Green Space. And our guests were The Relatives, the Dallas-based soul gospel group. In the years since we made this recording, two of the band's central players, Reverend Gene West and singer Tony Corbett, have passed on. But back in 2013, the whole band was in rare form. Enjoy this archive edition of the Soundcheck podcast. I'm John Schaefer. Welcome to Soundcheck and a special live video webcast from the Green Space. Today on Soundcheck, we're going to take you a little higher, because joining me on stage here at the Green Space today is the band The Relatives. In the 1970s, this psychedelic gospel group toured nightclubs and played in churches, and in the 1980s kind of disappeared from the scene. But a couple of years ago, something unexpected happened. A reunion turned into a major tour and a new album. The Relatives are here with us in the Green Space, and they're going to kick things off with a song called Let Your Light Shine.
Let it shine. to turn it on now. Shine. You got to turn it on now.
Shine.
How? Let it shine.
Let it shine.
How? Oh, let it shine.
Shine.
You got to let it shine.
Shine.
Shine everywhere.
Shine.
Shine everywhere.
Shine.
Come on and turn
let
it on.
It shine.
Come on and turn it on.
Let it shine.
How? Let it shine.
Let it shine.
Come on.
That is The Relatives, live on Soundcheck in a special video webcast from The Green Space, our ground floor performance venue. And let your light shine, and let me introduce you to The Relatives. I'm standing next to Reverend Tommy West.
Yes.
Did you just say, take me to the bridge? Was that what I heard?
To the bridge.
So you, a little James Brown thing happening there. Let's get you a little closer to this microphone,
since
you sound so good on it.
All right.
Next to Tommy is Tyrone Edwards. Tyrone Edwards. You'll know Tyrone's voice when he hits that high falsetto. Tony Corbett. At center stage, Reverend Gene West, next to him in the neat shades. Ernest Tarkington, behind the congas, also providing vocals. And our back line, our second line, consists of Zach Ernst on guitar, Scott Nelson on bass, Matt Stramiska on drums. They are The Relatives. Ernest, let me start with you over there on the other side of the stage. Before we started today, you were telling me that Let Your Light Shine is an older song and actually has an older name, right?
Yes. When we first started, we called the song Walking On It.
Walking On It.
And when we did our new album and we started the song, I talked to our manager, Noel and it's Jaree, and I said, well, we talked a little bit about it. We decided to rename it, Let It Shine, Let Your Light Shine, instead of Walking On It. So we gave it a new name. It's the same as Walking On It, but now it's Let Your Light Shine.
So you've rechristened the song.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Tommy, this is a band that formed in 1970, over 40 years ago.
Yes.
And here you are releasing your first full-length record.
How about that?
It's pretty amazing.
Oh, yes.
Were you expecting this, or was this like a bolt from the blue when people started coming to you and, you know, sort of expressing interest in what
I
you guys had done?
I wasn't expecting this. This was a bolt from the blue. It really was. It's a godsend, actually, because I had sort of put it behind me. I went into other fields of ministry, pastoring the church. And I kind of just put this behind us, and my brother gave me a call and said he received a call, and he told me the whole situation. I said, yeah, okay, all right. You know, but it came to pass. It came across.
And when he said, I got the call, he didn't mean that call. He meant like a literal phone call.
Literal phone call, yes, yeah, from our manager, Newell.
Right. Now, Gene.
Yes, sir.
You've already mentioned your manager, who ran the label Heavy Light, they were the ones who put out that initial set of that compilation of you guys had done a couple of singles in the 1970s.
True.
So this was a very kind of modest thing at the beginning.
Yes, sir.
What was the intent? Did you have it in the back of your mind that if we could just get this sound out there, I know the kids are going to like it?
At different times, it would run across my mind, but it would just run across it.
It wouldn't stay.
No.
So now you finally have this new recording, and it's produced by Jim Eno from the Austin rock band Spoon.
Right.
Very sought-after indie rock producer. What was he like to work with?
My experience in doing the record, it was, he was easy. You mean in the studio? Is that
Yeah, I mean, did it sort of push the sound maybe in a little bit of a different direction from what it had been in the 70s?
He didn't try to change anything. He just let us go. He wanted us to bring out that 70s sound.
Right.
So, and he felt that we had it, so.
Now, how did that 70s sound start? Because you guys, you know, you come out of the gospel tradition, but you were, you know, Tommy, it seemed like you guys were clearly listening to other stuff that was
exactly.
happening.
Yes.
Yeah, we was listening to James Brown, Marvin Gaye, and different, you know, rock bands. Mm-hmm. Eagles.
Really?
Yeah, Beach Boys.
Little Sly in the Family Stone.
Sly. Oh, yeah, all mean Sly. Yeah, and Sam and Dave.
Mm-hmm.
And we was sort of, at the time, we was a little ahead of our time. Churches wasn't ready for this, you know. we pursued it anyway, this style. We loved it, and we liked it, and we wanted to do something different. And we wanted to reach not just the church community, we wanted to reach the world.
Right.
So we did this, and we sung it several times in some churches. And the young people, they loved it. But the older people, they just sit there and just dumb their head, just kind of shook their head, you know. But it was all right.
Mm-hmm. Gene, can you introduce this next song? It's called What's Wrong with America. It's on this new record, but this is another older song, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. This is a song that we got together on one day in my mother's dining room. Tommy told me, it's something I want you to hear. And we went back and remembered some things that we had went through with. It would take me too long to tell it, but we remember some of the things that we had went through with in Louisiana.
In Louisiana.
So Thomas said, let's listen to this. So he kind of went over the song, kind of, you know, or with me, and it was pieces. And I said, wait a minute, let's put this here. And let's
so it's been updated a bit.
Like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's how we come up with it, and mm-hmm. we begin to like it.
Well, let's hear it. It's a live performance by The Relatives, live on stage at the Green Space on Soundcheck. The song is called What's Wrong with America?
Thank you.
Band is The Relatives, playing live on Soundcheck in the green space, which means you can listen and watch online. What's Wrong with America, an old song, new version on the band's new record, their first after 40 plus years of being a band. It's called The Electric Word, and we'll hear another performance. This song is called Your Love is Real. Once again, The Relatives, live on Soundcheck.
Real.
for me, and I'll be gone. I'm going to a place called Calvary, where love and happiness will always be.
Your love is real to me.
Yes, The Relatives, once again, live on Soundcheck in this special video webcast from our ground floor studio, The Green Space. Your love is real. The album's called The Electric Word. It is 40-odd years later, the first full-length release from The Relatives. And Gene, let me ask you an obvious question. I'm going to ask it anyway. The name of the band, The Relatives, how'd that name come about?
My sister... We were trying to find a name for the group, and my sister, my next to the baby sister, Gladys Simmon, let me give her a plug. Hey,
does she have a new record too?
She actually named the group.
Okay.
And she claims that too. Mm-hmm. She said, I name it.
Now, how many Wests are there? I mean, there's you and Tommy. You've mentioned one sister. How many more are there?
Oh, in our immediate family, it was eight of us.
Okay.
But it's four and two left, two boys and mm-hmm. four girls. Yeah. Help me count.
And Ernest, are you somehow related to the West family as well?
By the love of Christ, I'm related. I met Reverend West when I was a little boy.
Little boy.
And I traveled and done some work with him. He's been working with me, and he's a great inspiration to me and my family, and I became a part of him. And so to me, I was just like part of the family.
Right. You see what he did there? You see how clever he was at sort of inserting the idea that he might be a lot younger than you and Tommy? The band is The Relatives. So, Tommy, your family, the West family, they're pretty well known in Dallas gospel circles, right?
Yeah, they're pretty well known. My whole family, either singers, ministers, prophets, missionaries, they have something to do with the body of Christ, the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So when you said before, I mean, I had mentioned how the band was formed 40 years ago. I should not have implied that for 40 years you've just been a band, because you actually, Tommy, around 1980, sort of stopped with the band to sort of pursue the ministry, right?
Exactly, exactly. And actually, I didn't exactly go right into the ministry in 1980. I did other things. I sung with gospel groups mm-hmm. that I formed on my own, and we did some traveling on the road a little bit, you know. And then we come off the road, and then I opened up a nightclub, and we did some things like that. And
really?
I sung in my nightclub. And then I come out of that and went back to the gospel group, and then the Relatives came along.
So once you'd like built up enough sins in the nightclub, you went back to the church figure out how to take care of all that stuff.
Yeah. He hadn't got converted yet.
And Gene, you have a ministry as well, right?
Yes.
Is it in Dallas?
Yes, sir. Yes, God's Anointed Community Church, 1807 Gallica, on the corner of Gallica and VB. Dallas, Texas. Yes, sir.
Once you give a guy a chance to plug, he just starts plugging away.
Yes, sir.
We're speaking with and listening to the relatives. How much fun is it, Tommy, to look out at your audience these days and see like all these, you know, younger people who many of them weren't even born when you guys were first singing?
It's electrifying. It really is. It's awesome. It's really awesome. I get a charge. I get energy when I look out and they're clapping, they're jumping, and they are, you know, enjoying the music. I really get a charge from that. It's really exciting.
Well, there's a full-length record finally from the relatives called The Electric Word. You guys want to do another song for us here in the green space? We Need Love is the name of it. The Relatives, live on Soundcheck.
Come on, y'all. Come on.
The Relatives, live on Soundcheck. We Need Love is on their album called Electric Word. Founded in 1970 in Dallas and here in our New York studio, our street-level studio, The Green Space, today with a brand new record, their first full-length in tow, called The Electric Word. Guys, this has been a ton of fun, and despite Tyrone's best efforts, our glass here is intact, leading some of the highest falsetto singing in that What's Wrong with America song that I have ever heard. You sound great. You look sharp. Yeah. The Relatives. Guys, thank you so much, and best of luck.
Right.
Let me thank the crew here at the Green Space. It's why we're here, because they're able to do this sort of live video webcasting. Great working with them, and thank you for tuning in. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. You've been listening to an episode of the Soundcheck podcast from our archives. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. You can see and hear much more on our website. Check it out at newsounds.org.